Well, here's one. Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12. It says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever."
Oh, my goodness. Is that a word for me today? Tell me where that was again.
That's in Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12.
My, my, my. So say more about that passage, if you would.
Well, one of the things that strikes me is he's in the midst of, it's David, he's in the midst of great difficulty. Yes, this is the dedication of the temple, but he has gone through a lot and is still going through a lot. And he says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing." Not simply you will one day when life gets easy. That's the way we think of this. No, life's still hard, but you have already turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth. And I love that he says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing." Not just, Lord, you have done this for your glory. Certainly it is for God's glory, but it's also for our good. And this is something we miss so often. "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You've clothed me with gladness." And this is not, I've worked up within myself some power of positive thinking to be happy all the time, but you've clothed me with gladness, which means happiness, which means joy, which means delight, which means pleasure. You know, these Hebrew words that are used interchangeably, you've clothed me with gladness. And then the response that I'll sing your praise and not be silent, and I will give thanks to you forever. And I think the forever part of it plugs into the eternal perspective, because he knows he will give thanks to God forever when all things will be made right. Therefore, he can give thanks to God now. He can front load into his life the eternal realities of a universe in which God has worked all things together for good for his children. He is working all things together for good for us right now, but we often don't see that. We don't understand how that works. But one day in retrospect, we will see it. So now it's believing in advance. That's what faith is, believing in advance that God is in fact doing what he promises he will do, and by faith claiming the present reality of Romans 8:28, that he is indeed working all things together for good, and I will thank him for it now. Not just wait, but I will thank him for it now, and then I will thank him forever.